Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Despite violence in India, ministry is expanding. Believers in Congo grow concerned over rumors of war, and Words of Hope enters into a new partnership to broadcast the gospel in Niger. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where political unrest, bombings, and threats of more of the same have Christians on edge in Nagaland. The Naga people are fighting for a homeland, and Christians are telling them about the home they can have with Christ someday. Mission India's John DeVries says the terrorism forced doctors to leave a hospital, and that's when their trainees stepped in to help.
Our church planners began to make the rounds at the hospital, praying not only for the sick, but praying for peace. And God began answering their prayers by healing some of the patients. The local people began to appreciate these church planters and began to protect their work.
The results were noticed by the doctor who had earlier left the hospital.
The head doctor realized that Christ was responsible for the changes that were taking place, so he decided to come back to work and stay on, and he began meeting with the church planting students.
He came to Christ, and so did many patients. Church planter support is needed. Go to our website to get connected. Meanwhile, peacekeeping troops are arriving in the Democratic Republic of Congo, headed for the front lines to stop fighting in the east. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their ministry partners think the situation is deteriorating rapidly. He says the weakening peace accord is beginning to make evangelistic ministry travel more difficult.
We have a pastor in Goma, and he explains that it's quite dangerous even there in Goma, because between Goma and Rwanda is just a line across there, so people go back and forth, and to him it's becoming a very serious thing, and from what I understand there's even predictions of full-blown war again.
Vinton says so far the trouble hasn't reached their Bible college, pastor's school, or any of their 16 Bible institutes. However,
we're keeping close attention to that and trying to be in contact with people, but so far that has not affected any of the work of Grace Ministries International and the National Church in Congo.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Churches in the U.S. are partnering with churches in the former Soviet Union to reach the lost with the gospel at Christmas. Slavic Gospel Association is providing resources through a program they call Emmanuel's Child. SGA's Tom McAdam says it started 3 years ago.
We started out with Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, and it's expanded. Last year it reached 7 nations, and this year it's in 9 countries.
Gifts and donations are collected by churches in the U.S., which are then sent to the national churches who invite families to their Christmas program.
At that program, they receive a wrapped gift, a children's Bible, evangelistic literature, fruit, as well as a star ornament signed by an American, and it includes a greeting in Russian and an explanation of God's love to them.
More than 250 churches will help more than 11,000 children and 6,000 adults hear the gospel. Recruiting is underway for churches for next year's Emmanuel's Child. Next, the heavily Islamic nation of Niger is ranked among the world's poorest countries. The dubious distinction hasn't stopped a partnership from forming for missions there. The Reformed Church of America has entered into a partnership with Words of Hope. Using borrowed facilities, the staff hopes to produce daily gospel broadcasts in Hausa, as well as other significant languages in Niger. Words of Hope will provide materials and help train local pastors to support this outreach. And the SIM-related church in Bolivia is helping women with the tools they need to live godly lives in challenging conditions. The International Women's Conference saw a majority of women from Bolivia and other South American countries, as well as Niger. From Bible study to dealing with interpersonal conflict to counseling and dealing with AIDS, the women got tools that will help them be effective as they become the hands and feet of Christ in their own communities. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. You can also sign up for our free daily email updates or get our monthly church bulletin insert service. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.